Sakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechta Shabbos Perik Aleph Mishnah Tes. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, "Lehagin haya beis Abba. My father's household used to conduct themselves. Nayagin means this is what they used to do. This was their minig. What does the term minig mean? Things that we do may not necessarily be a halacha, but nayhagin hayu, they would conduct themselves beis Abba, my father's house. Shayinaisin, they would give." Clay lavan, the white clothes, which are difficult to clean. Sometimes it can take several days. So they would give it lechoyves to a washer, Ovid Kechavim, who was not Jewish, shloisha yamim kaidim l'Shabbos. They would only give it to him if there were still 3 days before Shabbos, because they wanted to make sure that he doesn't work on it on Shabbos. Now you may ask, why is it so important to us what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's father used to do, or what his household used to do? And the answer is because the chain of Rabban Gamliel and Shimon ben Gamliel, this whole family, they were the Nesiim of Klal Yisrael. They were the direct descendants from David HaMelech. That's why, if you remember the story on Tisha B'Av, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to ask 3 things from the Roman emperor, one of them was to please leave the family of Rabban Gamliel, because they're the chain from David HaMelech till Mashiach. So it was very important to us what the Nasi used to do. Even though they weren't obligated to listen to the Beis Shammai, because according to the Beis Hillel, it's not necessary, but they used to give it 3 days prior to Shabbos. And now the Mishnah concludes, Veshavin. Both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel agree, Veshavin Eilu V'Eilu. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shetoyanim Koyrois Beis Habad V'Igul Hegas. Let's touch it 1 word at a time. Shetoyanim, you can load up kairos, the beams, base habad of the olive press, the machine that holds the olives, the igule hagas, and the rollers. Igle means something that's round or rolling, hagas of the wine press. Now what's this all about? And why do both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel agree? I'm sure you know that on Shabbos, you can't take an orange and squeeze it for its juice. That would be schita, mefarek. The word mefarek means to unload. You're like unloading the juice. You're unloading the fruit from its burden. It's holding all of this juice and you're taking it out. You can't do that on Shabbos. Midiraisa, the only thing that would be aser, really, is to squeeze olives and grapes. Now, what if the olive was already squeezed out? I got the oil out. And the grapes was already squeezed. I got the juice, the wine out. But you know, there's still some left. I want to give it a little bit more of a kvetch to get out a little bit more. And the truth is, even if I wouldn't give it this extra kvetch, it would probably ooze out on its own because the fruit is already open. So this would be aser midrabanan. However, it would be mutter min hatayr, being that most of the juice is out already. And it would come out on its own. Anything that is mutter midrabanan, there even the Beis Shammai would agree. It's okay for a keli to do it, as long as you're not doing it. So what they used to do with the olives, even after the olives were squeezed out, to make sure you got every drop of oil out of it, they would take heavy beams and place it on the olives. And the grapes also. You know how they used to get the juice out of the grapes? They would trample on them. And afterwards, they would take like these heavy wooden rollers and place it over the squashed grapes. And that would cause whatever was left over to flow out a little bit more. So, being this is only an Isser Dirabbanan, because it would come out on its own, so both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel agree, V'shavin, Eilu V'eilu, both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, Shetainim, you can load up Kairos, the beams, Beisabat on the olive press, or v'yigule hagas, these round things that they would roll over the grapes, that you can do that before Shabbos, even though it's continuing to work on Shabbos, because it wouldn't be an Isser D'Oraisa anyway.